So here at the University of Calgary, cross intercultural competencies and how to advance that across our campus has become a real focus and a real highlight in a lot of the discussions. In the Workland School of Education, we've taken a strong leadership role in that, and our Teaching Across Borders program is located very nicely in that landscape with a focus on advancing cross intercultural competencies with our students.
So Roswitha, can you tell us a little bit about what the TAB program looks like, Teaching Across Borders? What does that look like?
So Teaching Across Borders is an opportunity for the students when they're in their third semester of the B.Ed. courses to go and cross a border. Right now, we have a number of placements, most of them international. And the students have a chance to go and spend the first part of that third semester volunteer teaching, learning the language, really immersed in the culture, just living there. And for most of the students, it is a very eye-opening experience because they'll often choose to be placed someplace that they just really hadn't thought of living before. So we have students who've traveled a lot and they choose really adventuresome placements, and students who've never traveled at all and are just like, show me something. And we have a real wide variety of placements, and so it's really exciting for the students to be able to go and live and then come back and do a Canadian practicum and pull from that experience of being abroad.
I'm guessing though that beyond the international exposure and experience and the cultural experience of going to a different culture internationally or even maybe in other parts of Canada, that there's something more to it that you're looking for from the students or looking for them to get out of that. And Colleen, I think that ties into the research that you're looking at going into. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, something that we feel very proud of with Teaching Across Borders is that it doesn't fit nicely into the definition of a study abroad. Typically, study abroad program students or travel study students will go over, they might take courses in other countries, they might even do their practicum in other universities. Education students will go and do their field practicum in other countries. But the limitation with that is that the schools in other countries that they do their practicum in have to be taking up a Canadian curricula. With our students, they go and receive co-curricular course credit. We clear a space in their coursework. They come in the summer prior to going to take two of their four courses in advance so that they have that space to really immerse themselves in another culture and in a curricula that is totally unfamiliar to them and in a teaching practice that is totally unfamiliar to them. So one of the things that we've always said is that regardless of how much prep work a student does prior to going, you don't know what it's like until you've actually been there. So our students anticipate some of the experiences and culture shock that they might take up when they go there, but it never works out the way that they anticipated. And because here in Canada, you walk into a classroom and student and teachers are faced with tremendous diversity, and that provides so many opportunities and challenges. Our returning students, having lived that experience of being the other, being the minority in another culture, really does impact their praxis.
And so how are you working on getting them to express what they've learned on their TAB experience? Is there something going on where they come back and they reflect on what they've done, and how are you working with them to do that?
So we actually look at it in three different ways. We look at the preparation that we do before they go. That's something that study abroad tends to be strong in anyway. But we've taken an extra component in adding a piece of reflective writing that the students do in one of their preparation workshops ahead of time, getting them to think in general ways, but to think about what it might be like to go on this experience. So they write a letter to their future selves. And when they come back, we give them that letter. And so they're able to see, what was it that I was anticipating, and did that match with what I ended up experiencing? And then while they're abroad, we have them blog on a social networking site called Ning, because that way we can have all the blogs together and we can we can let people know about it. So it's teachingacrossborders.ning.com.
And that's, let's just get that straight, N-I-N-G.
Right, N-I-N-G. I know, and not everybody knows about Ning, but it's a wonderful site because all the blogs are networked, and you can just, if you're just interested in finding out about the experiences of the students in Brazil, you can click on the word Brazil and just see all those blogs. And so you get a sense of what the students are experiencing over the period of time that they're there, from the beginning of September approximately to about the beginning of November. And so, and then when they come back, after I've given them their letter to their future selves, we also have another chance to see them when they've done their Canadian practicum and are back in classes here. And they're kind of more settled, and yet we give them an opportunity to stop and reflect upon a significant event that happened in their placement. And we find, and we're kind of in the beginnings of that, but we find that this whole setup of having preparation and something during and something after gives students a real reflective nature throughout their entire TAP experience.
And taking a look at what Roswitha just said in terms of the preparation for the study abroad, the literature provides evidence on that piece being taken up by a number of universities in preparing students to go. What is really missing in the literature is how processing and debriefing that experience is taken up when they return. So I'm really excited with the work that we're doing because we're closing that gap, and it's my hope that we can continue to build on the process, the processes that we've established, and to move even further so that our returning students can take an even stronger role in mentoring the students who will be going out the next year, and even when they're alumni. And we've started to work on that in small ways, but I'm really excited about building that up in future.